We're going to go now to the point where northern France comes closest to England. It's there that thousands of migrants from the Middle East and Africa have pitched tents, and they've been allowed to put up their shelters in a campsite that's come to be called the jungle. Many want to cross the English Channel into the UK, and some have died trying. NPR's Ari Shapiro visited the jungle and found these migrants are doing more than simply attempting to leave.
The people here who get the most attention on the news are men like Awas Ande. He's 25, from Eritrea. Since he arrived at the jungle a week ago, he has tried daily to cross the English Channel into Britain.
I tried so many times. It's so difficult to get a chance.
Will you go in a truck or on a train?
If we get a train, by train. If we get the truck, by truck.
There are many men here who are not like Ande. This campsite has only existed in this part of Calais since April, and already some people are putting down roots. In the Afghan area, one man runs a restaurant out of a tent. In the Ethiopian section, Solomon Getacho has built a church out of plywood and plastic with a steeple reaching up to the sky. In Ethiopia, were you a house builder, or did you learn how to do this here?
No, the church, and I have different work, but when I came here, not any church, so because of that I will build.
Will you show us the church?
Welcome, go.
Thank you. Yeah. We take off our shoes and step inside. It's cool and cavernous. The floor is covered with rugs, and on the wall there are icons. There's pictures of Jesus and Mary.
That one is Michael.
That's Michael.
Yeah.
There are small tables, little altars with candles.
Yeah, for candle, yeah.
The roof is corrugated plastic, and a few of the plastic sheets are clear so the sunlight shines through. Getacho says he will leave for the UK and hand custody of this church to someone else. That's how it works here. Maya Conforti is a volunteer with a local aid group called L'Auberge des Migrants.
Last week, I talked with an Afghan guy who has a shop in them. And he says, yeah, I bought it because the man who built it succeeded to go to the UK. And when he arrived in the UK, he said, I'm selling my shop.
It went for $1,500. In this campsite, once you move beyond the piles of trash and dirt, there are expressions of individuality nearly everywhere. Alpha Jane comes from the Fulani people, shepherds in West Africa. He has built a traditional Fulani home with a conical thatched grass roof. What have you created here?
I created my house.
You've created more than a house. You've created an entire compound that's full of art with vegetables and chickens, and it doesn't seem like a part of the jungle. It seems like a home.
Thank you very much. I do that because I respect myself, first. Second thing, I do that because the government, they throw us here. We show them we are not animals, we are human beings, and we can do something.
His courtyard has tomato plants and an herb garden. There's a chicken coop, and he's painted phrases on the walls. One says in French, here we sell immunization shots against racism. Another says, I am not afraid of death. You can kill me, but you will not dishonor me. Alpha Jane says this is his way of reminding everyone who passes by that people need more than money. They need humanity. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Calais, France.